This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, March 26th, brought to you by Syngenta. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. The lead story at AgriPulse.com is the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge after a vessel collision in the early morning hours. The Port of Baltimore is severely impacted as the bridge collapse has shut down the main channel leading into the Chesapeake Bay. Sugar supplies are tight nationwide, but the American sugar refiners told AgriPulse the port closure should not immediately impact the Domino Sugar Refinery in Baltimore. Arlen Suderman of Stone X says a small supply of container soybeans shipped from the port each year, as well as ethanol for the region.
We have a significant amount of coffee that comes into that port. I believe the sixth largest coffee importing port overall, sugar that comes into that port. Related to production agriculture as we know it, it would be fertilizer, about 351,000 metric tons of fertilizer moved through that port last year, mostly UAN, urea, ammonium nitrate, coming from Russia. We do also see a little bit of actual urea and potash go through there as well. But UAN is going to be the big story. That makes it the sixth largest importing port for fertilizer. New Orleans would be the number one.
Suderman says the greater impact will be fertilizer supplies needed for spring planting.
Particularly with the type of season we had and trying to refill the needs as an early spring led to early field work and early demand for that fertilizer product and a desire to plant maybe a little bit earlier this year. The cold wave that's coming through across the Midwest now will help slow that demand down a little bit. But this is just one more complication to trying to get fertilizer in the right spot at the right time.
Mike Steenhoek with the Soy Transportation Coalition says this incident gives evidence to the significance of the nation's port and water navigation system.
We benefit in the United States that we've got access to two oceans. We've got the Gulf on the south. We've got the Great Lakes to the north. But none of that will provide any benefit if you don't have a well-capitalized, maintained system of ports, whether large or small. And so that's something that, you know, certainly the U.S. soybean industry has really prioritized, is trying to do everything you can to diversify our supply chain, build more resilience into the system. And, you know, we've had a lot of challenges with our supply chain over the last several years.
The impact to agriculture of the region will be measured by the duration of the closure of the main channel to the Port of Baltimore. In other news, members of the dairy industry continue to reassure American consumers of the safety of dairy products following the discovery of highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy herds in Texas and Kansas. Dr. Michael Dykes, who's president and CEO of the International Dairy Foods Association, says they've likely identified the source of the infection.
What we're hearing from the folks at APHIS who have studied this and looked into this is they think this came from bird droppings and contaminating animal waters, animal feed of some sort. So the thought is this came from birds. That's what we have from our good friends at APHIS, who have done a wonderful job of digging into this, investigating, and in briefing the industry I talked to.
Dykes assures the safety of pasteurized dairy products.
I can assure consumers that the dairy products are safe for consumption, as they always have been, because milk and dairy products are pasteurized. They continue to be pasteurized. A federal grade A standard, the pasteurized milk ordinance, requires that. And we know for a fact that pasteurization kills the influenza virus. And we also know that the federal grade A standards dictate that farmers isolate, segregate sick animals, and that their milk be discarded. So complete confidence in the safety of dairy products.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta.
Today's AgriPulse Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta. At Syngenta, we talk to U.S. farmers and growers every day to hear their concerns and help them meet their challenges. Learn more at Syngenta.com.
Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.